240 prescriptions, 200 pie, $25 best seats, 550 hay, 160 Badger tickets. Going once, going twice. So there we go. That puts the wraps on day number four of the Walk with Grace items up for bid. Thanks to our phone answers today, Grace President Eileen Stevens, Mr. Ken Feed volunteer, the super intern Michael Hernan, and Bo Hendricks at the keys. And he'll have an update for us coming up during the news at noon. I'm Phil Nee, wishing you the best. WRCO-FM in Richland Center, Wisconsin.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Today's News at Noon is sponsored by TC Autoworks, keeping you on the road with vehicle sales and service, and by Strang Heating and Electric, serving Southwest Wisconsin for over 100 years. They are your total contractor for sales, installation, and service. It is 80 degrees at 12 o'clock.
This is a special report from ABC News, Americans Freed from Russia. I'm Michelle Franzen. One of the largest prisoner swaps since the Cold War happening today involving a half a dozen countries. It includes the release of American Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gerskovich, former U.S. Marine Paul Whelan, both accused of convicted of spying, and Russian-American journalist Alsu Kermasheva and American green card holder Vladimir Karamurza. President Biden at the White House surrounded by their families celebrating their hard-fought release.
Today, we're bringing home Paul, Evan, Alsu, Vladimir. Three American citizens and one American green card holder. All four have been imprisoned unjustly in Russia.
In all, 24 prisoners released from countries including Norway, Germany, Slovenia, and Russia. President Biden thanking the leaders for working together to finalize a deal. A senior administration official says despite the agreement, there is no expectation of improved U.S.-Russia relations. This is ABC News. The Department of Transportation is cracking down on airlines charging so-called junk fees that specifically target families.
For many parents, sitting on an airplane away from their young children who are sitting next to strangers is not an option. Now the Department of Transportation is proposing a new rule that would ban airlines from charging what it calls junk fees for families to sit together on a flight. Airlines could not charge extra fees to seat a child under 13 years old next to a parent. And if there are not two open seats together, airlines would have to offer a full refund or the option to rebook for free on the next flight. Alex Stone, ABC News.
In Virginia, more than 30 people were treated for ammonia exposure at a food manufacturing facility in Loudoun County. Officials say local residents, though, were not in danger. Inhaling ammonia gas can cause short-term respiratory problems. Extended exposure can cause coughing and wheezing and impaired lung functions. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Attention auto mechanics. TC Auto Works in Richland Center is continuing to grow and they need you. They are hiring an automotive technician with 3 years of experience preferred and a strong work history. Enjoy highly competitive pay and a full service automotive repair facility with a fun, low stress, family owned atmosphere. Along with competitive pay, you will be eligible for a large package of benefits including retirement plans, paid vacation, much, much more. Call 383-1700 or pick up an application at TC Autoworks, 1201 Highway 14 East, Richland Center.
For more than a century, Strang's has been a trusted name in serving Southwest Wisconsin with a steadfast commitment to helping people. At Strang's, their dedicated team takes immense pride in providing top-notch products from industry-leading brands such as Lennox, Water Furnace, NEC, Grundfos, A.O. Smith, and Westinghouse. Quality is their hallmark, and they strive to exceed expectations in every aspect. Whether you require heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, or telecom services, one call to Strang's does it all. Their comprehensive solutions cater to both business and residential needs, ensuring that your comfort and satisfaction are the top priorities. Strang's has always been about people helping people. With a wealth of experience and knowledge, the team is committed to serving the community with the utmost dedication. Strang's, your trusted partner today and always. Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by Simpson's Tractor, Center Pharmacy, Cardinal Glass CG, Reedsburg Area Medical Center, BL Signs, Kickapoo Creekside, PMI Windows, Prem Meats, Allied Ready Mix, Foggy Bottom Woodworks, Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating and Electric, Court and Main Furniture and Mattress, Southwest Tech, Village Family Dental, Driftless Area Group, Dairy Hardware, Richland Family Prescription Center, and Court and Main Furniture and Mattress.
Good afternoon. It is a sunny 81 degrees in Richland Center at 12:06. Our forecast calls for a few peaks of sun and muggy conditions. Spotty showers and thunderstorms are possible, especially later this afternoon, with a high in the mid-80s. Tonight, mostly cloudy. Scattered showers gradually diminish, a low of 67. And tomorrow, partly cloudy, very warm and muggy with a high of 89. Currently in Richland Center, it's 81 degrees.
BL Signs of Richland Center has grown significantly, helping other businesses grow. In the last decade, businesses of all sizes have trusted the team at BL Signs, from developing ideas to get started to creation, installation, and reliable service afterward. BL Signs' promise of projects done well, done on time, and done on budget comes with the experience and knowledge to turn your sign into one of your most important investments. Visit BL Signs of Richland Center online at blsignage.com.
Driftless Area Group is truly a special company. Why? Not only do we house four completely unique businesses under one roof, but we also have unparalleled customer service, rates, and knowledge of the industry. Real estate, land surveying, insurance, and interior design is what we specialize in, and it is what we have been passionate about since day one. This is truly what makes us special. Give Driftless Area Group a call at 647-9050 or stop by our office located at 27128 Highway 14 in Richland Center, Wisconsin.
The Wisconsin Supper Club, a long-standing tradition that's found new life. Kickapoo Creekside is one of Wisconsin's newest supper clubs. From mouth-watering steaks and fresh seafood to a large salad bar and the perfect old-fashioned, Kickapoo Creekside provides a great dining experience. Order from the menu or enjoy the chef's daily special. Kickapoo Creekside, 827 West Kickapoo Street in Reedstown. Open Wednesdays through Saturdays at 4, Sundays at 11 a.m.
The nurse midwives at Reedsburg Area Medical Center do much more than deliver babies. Nurse midwives Amy Fisher and Beth Adsett support women's health at every stage of life. Well women visits, STD testing and education, contraception and more. Dedicated, experienced, and compassionate care for women from adolescence through menopause. To learn more, visit ramchealth.com. Reedsburg Area Medical Center, going beyond the expected in healthcare.
Where can you find quality furniture and excellent service? Court and Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet in downtown Richland Center. Court and Main and A-Plus Furniture Mattress Outlet offers the brand name furnishings you want, including Ashley. Court and Main and A-Plus Furniture Mattress and Outlet offers good, better, and best. If you don't find what you love in the store, we can order for you. Financing is available to qualified buyers. Court and Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, two locations in downtown Richland Center.
After a low this morning of 73, it's currently a sunny 81 degrees in Richland Center at 12:09. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. It was another great day for the 2024 Walk with Grace radio auction. Bo Hendricks has the totals for day four.
Thank you, Joanne. Yes, it was another strong day. Day four in the books, one more to go. But let's take a look at how day four fared. In our first segment today, St. Mary's Parish Fish Fry Certificate sold well at $45, going to bidder $700. The Edward Jones $50 gift certificate to Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such sold for $50 at value to bidder $570. The two tickets to the Molly B show December 7th in Reedsburg went for $75 to bidder $565, and the 1 pound chocolate homemade fudge sold for $45 to bidder $355. The second segment started off with the pint of maple syrup selling for $25 to bidder $430. The one septic tank pumping and inspection within 25-mile radius of Richland Center sold for $350 to bidder $175. The Diane Nottigal cherry cheesecake sold for $200 to Bitter, $700. And the $100 gift certificate to Christie's Sunnyside, donated from Royal Cleaning, sold for $140 to Bitter, $175. Our one's big item, donated from Mueller Auto Body, was the one large pickup load of dry firewood. That sold for $225 to Bitter, $570. Our two started off with two dozen donuts from Oakwood Fruit Farm, selling for $60 to Bitter, $455. The Pratt Funeral Service, a donation of the Milwaukee Bucks swag, sold for $145 to Bitter, $460. The Pizza Ranch gift card, one free pizza buffet a month for a year, sold for $175 to Bitter, $430. And the Leif Carlson October 18th BA spotter at a Richland Center football game sold for $25 to Bitter, $140. In the 11:30 to noon segment, Richland Family Prescriptions $20 per month toward prescriptions for 12 months, a great deal going to Bitter, $105 for $240. The Mars Chilenic Pie sold for $200 to Bitter, $125. The RC Dance and Gymnastics, two best seats in the house for the 2025 dance recital in May 3rd and 4th of 2025, sold for $25 to Bitter, $245. And the Nottigal Farms bales of hay sold for $550 to Bitter, $715. Finally, the big item of our number two, donated from Dennis Jacks, the two Badger football tickets, sold for $160 to Bitter, $725. Overall, day four, we sold a total of $2,735. Adding on to what we already have, we are close to $10,000. We have raised $9,575, all going to Grace.
And all I can say is a big thank you to everyone who participated. That's an awesome number.
It really is. It puts a lot of smile on a lot of people's faces knowing it's going to Grace.
All right. Thank you very much, Bo. Winning bidders can pick up items at the Grace office located above Royal Bank in downtown Richland Center. If you have questions, call 608-604-8522. Excuse me. 8255. That's 604-8255. The final day of the 2024 radio auction will be held tomorrow on WRCO FM 100.9 from 10 to noon. The Wisconsin Department of Justice announced yesterday that Kevin Green, 19 of Reedsburg, has been sentenced after pleading guilty to homicide by negligent operation of a vehicle for driving the vehicle that struck and killed 13-year-old Evelyn Gurney of Reedsburg as she boarded a school bus on May 12, 2023. Green has been sentenced to 4 years of probation with conditions to include 3 months conditional jail with Huber, 200 hours of community service with a minimum of 50 hours per year, 8 community presentations to high school-age children about the dangers of distracted driving with a minimum of 2 presentations per year, 12-month license revocation, restitution, court costs of $518, and a DNA sample. Kevin Green was driving a Ford F-150 truck behind a school bus just before 7:30 when he failed to notice that it had stopped in front of him to pick up children. According to the complaint, he was traveling at about 63 miles per hour when he swerved toward the ditch, striking the rear right side of the school bus before hitting Evelyn Gurney, who was standing in her driveway. She died as a result of her injuries. Prosecutors say that Green was texting while driving before the time of the crash. Two area hospitals have recently been awarded the American Heart Association's Get With the Guidelines Awards. The Richland Hospital and Clinics has received the Stroke Gold Plus and Rural Stroke Silver Awards for its commitment to ensuring stroke patients receive the most appropriate treatment according to nationally recognized research-based guidelines, ultimately leading to more lives saved and reduced disability. Stroke is the number 5 cause of death and a leading cause of disability in the U.S. A stroke occurs when a blood vessel that carries oxygen and nutrients to the brain is either blocked by a clot or burst. When that happens, part of the brain cannot get the blood and oxygen it needs, so brain cells die. Early stroke detection and treatment are key to improving survival, minimizing disability, and accelerating recovery times. According to a DWD report, there are not enough registered nurses in Wisconsin to meet current demand, and the shortage is predicted to grow if unaddressed. Two models in the report predict a deficit of between 12,000 and 19,000 nurses by 2040. DWD evaluated several factors, such as high vacancy rates of registered nurses in hospitals and low unemployment rates for nurses. The report says possible approaches to addressing healthcare workforce challenges include placing extra emphasis on retaining nurses, making it possible for nurses to care for more patients, and supporting public health to reduce the number of patients. Wisconsin's fall primary is less than 2 weeks away. Local election officials and voters are learning new ballots, guidelines, and procedures. Wisconsin Election Commissioner Ann Jacobs says some results may not be known until hours after the polls close.
People should expect that if the race is close, that Milwaukee will be tallying until the early morning hours. And I want people to know that now, so that we don't have these silly rumors and conspiracy theories going on in November.
Wisconsin Elections Commissioner Don Millis says he thinks confidence in the process is going up, but he still has concerns about unfounded claims of election fraud.
I'm not necessarily talking about candidates. I'm talking about foreign countries. I'm talking about some of these bad actors who are going to challenge the results of elections, or who, you know, use social media to foment dissent.
Ann Jacobs and Don Millis were speaking with Wisconsin Eye. It's 81 degrees in Richland Center at 1217. This week's History Moment is next on WRCO's News at Noon.
Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric care about your complete home comfort. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric provide outstanding care by offering Lennox products, recognized as the number one comfort company in North America. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric has been keeping folks warm and cool for years, offering a superior product line of furnaces, air conditioners, and tankless water heaters. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric. Call 608-604-5743.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
The Richland Family Prescription Center's primary function is to fill your prescription accurately and to provide added value services to enhance your health. Filling your prescription is only the first step. Understanding your medication and the importance of compliance will greatly benefit your medication outcome. Whether it's a first-time visit or they've seen you before, the Prescription Center's friendly and knowledgeable staff is dedicated to providing you with a quality pharmacy experience, and they have built their reputation by going the extra mile to ensure your satisfaction. The Richland Family Prescription Center, your one-stop source for all of your prescription and healthcare needs. Your complete customer satisfaction is their top priority.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
Dairy Hardware in Spring Green has everything you need for basic home repair, large remodeling projects, sporting goods, and small home appliances. Browse their large selection of everyday tools on hand. Dairy Hardware cuts keys, threads pipe, repairs windows, rents rug shampooers, does free paint color matching, and more. Stop in now and take advantage of sales on home helper items. Dairy Hardware, proud to be serving the Spring Green area with hometown values.
Welcome to Foggy North Coffee Shop in Muscadet, where your perfect cup awaits. Savor our freshly brewed coffee, creamy lattes, baked goods, and refreshing Lotus drinks. Treat yourself to Cedar Crest ice cream, too. Don't miss out on our monthly specials available 7 days a week. Follow us on Facebook and Instagram for daily hours and exclusive offers. And this summer, get excited for the grand opening of the Artisan Retail Shop. Foggy North Coffee Shop, downtown Muscadet, your daily dose of delight.
WRCO News Time is 12:19. It's time for this week's Richland County History Moment with Richland County Historical Society President Ken Theed.
Gordon Glass passed away July 31st, 2023. He was well known in this area for his artwork, specifically his pen drawings. Yet he also wrote poetry, including this selection on Richland County. And now for a Richland County Historical Society history moment. Here's the rest of the story. According to the book, The Blood Truck by Gordon Glass, excerpted from pages 28 through 30, a poem titled Three Views of Richland County, Wisconsin, Part 1. This county holds me like an envelope. I am a letter constantly being revised, a note God has written, perhaps to remind himself of something. This county carries me through the world. It turns like a prayer wheel, leaving me where in India was 12 hours ago. Part 2. This country is my bottle. I guzzle it. Its geology, I drink its history. I need tankards of green hills, great drafts of its valley. Put me two countries away, and I'll develop DTs. Let me souse myself in the hearty beer of its soil, the sweet wine of its air, the mellow whiskey of her people. Bartender, another round here of Richland, and tell all those other countries and counties and areas to go home. I will lay here in a happy stupor and let the world carry me to where it was through all my yesterdays. Part 3. This country is my drawing pad. I've sketched myself on her sky. Her soul is stamped on every bone. I'm imprinted on every leaf. Each blade of grass nods and speaks my name. We, this country, and I have written my biography. I reflect the hills, and the hills mirror me. Like a range of private Rushmores, I can't leave it now. Someone has to man the spigot that it opens and pours out on me. Listen next week for the history of Richland County covering Aiken's Dairy Bar and Billiard Room.
It's a chance to go back to school. The Richland County Historical Society invites you to the Aiken School Museum Sunday afternoons from 1 to 4 p.m. now through September. Renew your one-room school memories or learn how your grandparents and great-grandparents learned. Admission is free, but donations are always appreciated. The Aiken School Museum is located on County Highway TB, midway between Twin Bluffs and Highway 60 at Gotham.
The Muscadet American Legion Post 85 would like to thank everyone for attending Burgers in the Park yesterday. With your help, the Legion broke its record of the number of burgers served in one night. Last night, with the help of the Muscadet EMS Save a Life sponsorship, the Legion served 1,077 burgers. The Muscadet American Legion Post 85 hosts Burgers in the Park from 3:30 to 8 at Muscadet's Railroad Park the last Wednesday of the month throughout the summer. The next Burger Night will be held Wednesday, August 28th. It's another record year for the EAA Air Venture. The EAA confirms another year of record attendance for Air Venture in Oshkosh. An estimated 686,000 people passed through the gates during last week's seven-day run. That eclipses the previous record of 677,000 last year. Whitman Regional Airport handled nearly 16,800 air traffic operations during the event. That averages about 113 takeoffs and landing per hour when the airport is open. AirVenture also hosted 15,000 sites for aircraft and drive-in camping for over 40,000 visitors. The Music Man opened last weekend and will once again take the stage this weekend. The show takes audiences back to a similar and happier America. It begins with a train going to River City, Iowa in 1912. The locomotion is provided by a group of salesmen singing about Professor Harold Hill, a lovable con man who promises to bring a boys' band to their community. When he arrives, Professor Hill, played by Michael Ames, is met by the stoic citizen of River City, who sings Iowa Stubborn to him, telling him of their taciturn ways. He meets an old friend who warns him that the local piano teacher, Marion Peru, played by Shay Schmidt, could expose him as a fraud. The remainder of the show relates to how the professor and Miss Marion come to fall in love. Songs from the show include You Got Trouble, 76 Trombones, The Wells Fargo Wagon, and Till There Was You. The live music is provided by a full pit orchestra with 16 musicians. A barbershop quartet is featured prominently in the show, consisting of Dwayne Rose, Grant Worthington, Kevin Keister, and Dave Tim, who sing several of the show's songs in four-part harmony, including Light a Rose. There is plenty of dancing in the show as well. More than 30 young people take to the stage in some energetic and elaborate dance scenes, including Marion the Librarian and Shapoopy. The Music Man is being shown at the Richland Center High School Auditorium Friday and Saturday at 7 and Sunday at 2. Tickets can be purchased at the door and are $20 for adults, $15 for those under 18, and $60 for two adults and any number of children. The Kiwanis Club is hosting the Back to School Backpacks and Supply Sign-Up Days this Saturday and next Wednesday. Here's Michael Hernan with more information.
The Kiwanis Club's mission is to provide kids school essentials when in need. Kiwanis Club Vice President Sheila Troxel thinks the sign-up days will help fulfill that mission.
Well, what we'll do is we'll do a sign-up, and that takes place up at the Senior Center at the Community Center, and that will be August 3rd, and that's from 9:30 to 11, and then August 7th from 5 until 6:30. And so that way, the families will kind of let us know, like, what grades their kids are in, kind of so we can figure out which supplies best fits their needs. But it's always been a great turnout. You know, everyone is welcome. I mean, we're just there to help. And it usually helps about 150 kids, and that's between 60 to 80 families. But it also costs the Kiwanis about $3,000 to $4,000, so that's about a third of our budget.
Kiwanis Club past president Steve Colstead invites anyone that is in need of school supplies to sign up.
These 2 days are critical. So if someone's thinking about, well, you know, I think my child could benefit from this, and we don't take any information about what you make, or, you know, there's no economic information involved. So if you think that you have a need, you know, we encourage you just to sign up. But then we base it on what grade your kids are in, because we have a packet that is for middle school, high school, a packet that is second through sixth grade, and then we have a packet that is preschool to second grade. And so we have three different packets, and they're all filled with materials that meet the needs of the kids. Maybe they don't have everything on that list that their teacher provides, but they have most everything on that list. The other thing that's really important about this, and we've done this for years, is that the school districts, if they see materials that they're short, we can provide those. So if we have a teacher that says, you know, I got a few kids who need some notebooks, we can provide those. Now, we open this up to all the school districts in the area. I mean, there's 9 different school districts that touch our particular county. And if you're in North Crawford and you're listening and I need this and you come and you sign up, you know, you have a bag. So we don't look at this as we're only going to do this for Richland Center, or we're only going to do this for this group or that group or whatever. We are the Kiwanis Club of Richland Center, but we open this up. I mean, we've had people from a long ways away come and get their bags, but as long as they sign up in advance and indicate they need it, we'll provide it.
For WRCO News, I'm Michael Hernan.
Thank you, Michael. After a low this morning of 73, we're up to 82 degrees in Richland Center at 1228. Today's vital statistics are next.
Good oral health leads to better overall health. Brush twice a day, floss regularly, and don't forget to see your dentist. At Village Family Dental, we have a full-time certified orthodontist ready to care for your smile. Schedule your appointment today for a regular checkup, cleaning, or a free orthodontic exam. Prevent bacteria from entering your bloodstream and causing other health issues. Keep your mouth healthy with Village Family Dental and Orthodontics in Spring Green. Call now to make an appointment. Your health starts with your smile.
Discover the taste of quality at Prem Meats, your go-to meat processing facility and retail market in Spring Green. Their state-approved facility offers a wide selection of beef, pork, chicken, and seafood at unbeatable prices. With most products featuring their perfected recipes, you'll keep coming back for more. Don't miss their fresh take-and-bake pizzas. Conveniently located on Highway 14 in Spring Green, they also specialize in turning your venison into delicious treats. Visit Prem Meats and Catering, where big savings meet exceptional flavor.
New windows add value and comfort to your home.
PMI Windows of Lone Rock knows windows. Windows is all they do. PMI will help you custom tailor premium vinyl windows for your home to maximize your heating and cooling savings while giving you the look, feel, and the function you desire. All with the industry's best lifetime, no-nonsense, transferable warranty. Call 583-7200 to schedule your free estimate from PMI Windows of Lone Rock.
Hi, this is Kendra at Allied Ready Mix in Lancaster, Wisconsin. Allied Ready Mix is a local, family-owned business with plants located in Lancaster and Muscadet. We provide high-quality concrete for your commercial, agricultural, and residential needs in the surrounding area. Give us a call today at 608-723-3396 so we can provide the materials that you need for your project. Allied Ready Mix, where service and quality come together.
Looking for an exciting career opportunity with a world leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors? Look no further than Cardinal CG. They're hiring for all shifts, including production positions, with the potential to earn up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on your very first day. Apply in person Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Interviews and tours are available at 1024 East Madison Street in Spring Green. Join the Cardinal CG team today and be a part of the future of residential glass innovation.
It's 29 degrees in Richland Center and 82 degrees as we on this Thursday afternoon, August 1st. Today's vinyl statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Hilda Esther Frank, 98, of Richland Center, died Sunday at the Richland Hospital. Funeral services will be held at 11 o'clock Friday at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center, with burial to follow in the Richland Center Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel today from 4 until 7, and again tomorrow morning from 10 until the time of service at 11. Hilda Frank is survived by 12 children, Art and June Holford, Daniel Frank, Esther and Martin Fowle, Patricia Leahy, Ruth Patton, Russell and Nancy Frank, Elsa Frank, Doris and Dan Pulvermacher, Charles and Pam Frank, William Frank, Amy and Dennis Butteris, and Kenneth Frank. 46 grandchildren, 92 great-grandchildren, 46 great-great-grandchildren, and two sisters and a brother. Hilda Esther Frank, 98, of Richland Center. Susan Sue Keister, age 61, died July 8th. A memorial will be held at 5 o'clock Friday at the Pratt Funeral Home in Muscadet. Friends may call at the Pratt Funeral Home Friday from 3 to 6. Memorials and donations can be made to the family's Everlove page. Susan Keister is survived by two children, Emily and Cullen Keister, her parents, Nancy and Jerry Keister, her siblings, Sharon Booth and Stephen Keister, nieces, cousins, aunts, and uncles. Susan Sue Keister, age 61. Phyllis Marion Miller, 83, of Reedsburg, died Saturday. Memorial services will be held Saturday at 11 at St. Peter's Lutheran Church in Reedsburg. Burial will be in the Greenwood Cemetery, Reedsburg. Friends may call at the Grass Funeral Service in Reedsburg Friday from 4 to 7. Friends may also call at St. Peter's Lutheran Church Saturday from 10 until the time of service at 11. Memorials may be made to the Reedsburg Historic Preservation Commission, Reedsburg United Fund, or the Multiple Sclerosis Society of America. Survivors of Phyllis Miller include her son, Todd Miller, a daughter, Marla and Stephen Peck, brother, Robert and Dolores Arneson, sister, Lois Arneson Myers, and several nieces and nephews, other family, and many friends. Phyllis Marion Miller, 83, of Reedsburg. Timothy Lynn Miller, age 64, died Monday at his home. A celebration of life will be held Saturday at noon at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. Friends may call at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home Saturday from 10 until the time of service at noon. Tim Miller is survived by his wife of 44 years, Deborah, four children, Matthew and Nicole Miller of Platteville, Catherine and John Anderson of Lone Rock, David and Brianna Miller of Camp Douglas, and Andrew and Kimberly Miller of Elroy. 8 grandchildren, his mother, Helen Dietzman of Mount Horeb, a brother, Robert and Colleen Miller of Rui, sisters-in-law and brothers-in-law, Sarah Aide, Mike and Carla Fry, Patty Joe Fry, Carl and Stacy Fry, and Carol and Patrick Edge. Special cousins, Shelby and Colleen Cushman, many nieces, nephews, extended family, and friends. Timothy Lynn Miller, age 64. Gary Allen Slayback, 76, of Geraldine, Montana, formerly of Richland Center, died July 11th. A full military service by the local military honor guard unit will be held Saturday at 12:30 at the Richland Center Cemetery. A celebration of life will follow from 1 to 3 at the American Legion Post 13 Richland Center. Gary Slayback is survived by his sister, Rita Thielman and Ed Berry, niece and nephews, great-nieces and nephews, aunt, uncle, cousins, and special friends. Gary Allen Slayback, 76, of Geraldine, Montana, formerly of Richland Center. John W. Jack Johnson, 92, of Spring Green, died Saturday at Greenway Manor. A celebration of life gathering will be held Saturday, August 10th, from 4 to 7, with special prayer and family memories at 5:30 at the Ring Barn in Spring Green. The family respectfully asks that no young children attend. Donations in memory of Jack can be made to the Guard Theater or Greenway Manor. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home is assisting the family with arrangements. Jack Johnson is survived by 4 children, Eric and Gina, Jeff and Mary Lynn, Peggy and Jim Ring, Jennifer and Chad Cannenberg, 14 grandchildren, 10 great-grandchildren, a brother, Paul and Carol Johnson, and 2 sisters-in-law, Marcia Johnson, and Ann and Rolf Quisling. John W., Jack Johnson, 92, of Spring Green. Betty Hill, 92, of Reedsburg, died Tuesday at the Sauk County Healthcare Center. A private burial will be held at a later date. The Farber Funeral Home Reedsburg is assisting the family of Betty Hill, 92, of Reedsburg. Phil Phippen, age 82, died July 13th after a long illness. A service of remembrance will be held Saturday, August 17th at 11 at Christ Lutheran Church in Spring Green. Friends may call at Christ Lutheran Church Saturday, August 17th from 10 until the time of service at 11. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home in Spring Green is assisting the family with arrangements. Phil Phippen is survived by his wife, Kay, 5 children, Kim and Steve Gartner, Colleen Zimmerman and Todd Schneider, Debbie Murphy, John and Stacy Phippen, and Anson and Danny Staver. 11 grandchildren, 4 great-grandchildren, brother Frank Phippen, father-in-law Clarence Taplin, brothers-in-law Kent Taplin, Richard and Millie Taplin, Ken and Donna Kurtz, and Daniel Kurtz. Sisters-in-law Joanne Phippen, Carol Taplin, Patty Kurtz, and Cynthia Kurtz. Also many other relatives and friends. Phil Phippen, age 82. Adam R. Tackett, 45, of Richland Center, died Tuesday at UW Health University Hospital in Madison from pancreatic cancer. A celebration of life will be held Saturday, September 21st at noon at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. Burial will be held in the Richland Center Cemetery. Friends may call at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home Saturday, September 21st from 10 until noon. Memorials may be made to Grace in Richland Center. Survivors of Adam Tackett include his mother, Marge and Andy Freeman of Richland Center, a sister, Jennifer and Chris Shushman of Las Vegas, Nevada, many aunts, uncles, and cousins. Adam R. Tackett, 45, of Richland Center.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects. And with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center has been a Gale dealer for as long as most can remember, including the day when the first Gale skid loader arrived on the lot. Today, the next revolution of versatile Gale skid loaders is designed to meet the demanding needs of contractors, municipalities, landscapers, dairies, and agricultural operations. Get the full story on a work-saving, productivity-improving, dependable Gale skid loader at Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center. Be sure to ask about special incentives available to help put a Gale skid loader or mini backhoe to work for you today.
Reducing the risk of illness is easy with a visit to Center Pharmacy or Boscobel Pharmacy. Center and Boscobel Pharmacy are your vaccination headquarters for the flu, pneumonia, and shingles. No appointment needed. The helpful staff will have you in and out in no time, often at no charge with qualifying insurance or Medicare. Don't wait. Get protected today at Center Pharmacy on Orange Street or Boscobel Pharmacy in downtown Boscobel. The Shingrix vaccine is in stock, proven to be 90% effective for the prevention of shingles.
Anniversary wishes go out today to Carl and Heather Patterson, Denny and Judy Rieger, James and Melissa Gillette, Eric and Bobby Joe Drone, and Trent and Sarah McCormick. Best wishes to all of you from Center Pharmacy and Boscobel Pharmacy.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good day, this is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Conditions are humid and unsettled across the upper Midwest today. We've got an arc of showers running from Minnesota through the north and east part of Wisconsin, swirling around low pressure, which was centered over southwest parts of our state as of late this morning, slowly moving to the east. This will likely generate some scattered showers and thunderstorms in our neck of the woods throughout the later afternoon and evening. So plan on that, having to duck inside every so often with a few downpours and some claps of thunder. A few spots could get a quarter or half inch of rain. That should move away later tonight, and we'll be left with quite a bit of sunshine tomorrow and Saturday, and temperatures very warm, in fact running to at 6 or 8 degrees above normal. We'll have a cool front settle in from the north for Sunday, might generate a spotty shower thunderstorm. For Monday, there's a chance that the showers could be enhanced across the region as low pressure swirls in from the west. Overall, temperatures next week will be noticeably cooler. So the rest of today, just a few peaks of sunshine and muggy. Some spotty showers and thunderstorms are possible, especially late this afternoon. High temperature reaching the low to mid-80s, wind becoming west around 5. Tonight, mostly cloudy. Scattered showers gradually diminish with a low at 67. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, quite warm and muggy with a high up to 89 degrees. North and northwest wind close to 10. Now tomorrow night, mostly clear, patchy fog, low 64. Saturday, plenty of sunshine, very warm once again with a high near 89. A couple of spots might crack 90. Heading into Sunday, mixed skies with a 40% chance of spotty showers and thunderstorms, low 64 with a high of 84 degrees. Monday, mostly cloudy and cooler, 40% chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms, low 61 with a high of 78. Tuesday, showers possible early, then partial clearing, low 58 with a high of 78. Wednesday, variably cloudy and mild with a 30% chance of showers or thunderstorms. Low 57 with a high near 78. Have a great afternoon. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher.
Richland County Bank is a hometown independent bank. What is an independent bank? An independent bank is a locally owned commercial bank that is not affiliated with a multi-bank holding company. Independent banks' funds flow in and out through the community. Being a hometown independent bank makes Richland County Bank the best of both worlds. Not only does Richland County Bank know what's happening in the community, it's involved in what's happening in the community. The officers, directors, and staff all live here. Richland County Bank also understands the role local businesses and farms play in the well-being of the community and has since 1881. If you're looking for a banking partner that's dedicated to the community you call home, choose Richland County Bank, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Online at richlandcountybank.com.
With hazy sunshine, it's 83 degrees in Richland Center. After a high yesterday of 90, our low this morning was 73. Our high so far today is our current temperature of 83. The record high for this state set in 1988 is 101. The record low 47 was set in 1947. Last year's high was 84 with a low of 55. Sunset tonight will be at 8:24 with sunrise tomorrow at 5:52. Currently in Richland Center, we have southerly winds at 5 miles per hour. The barometer is at 29.89, and we did receive 7/100ths of an inch of rain earlier this morning. With hazy sunshine, it's 83 degrees in Richland Center.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com. The Farm Journal Report with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Burnham Lumber Company of Rui, providing agricultural, commercial, and residential buildings, materials, and equipment since 1954.
Making sure all parties on the farm are on board with risk management. Today on Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits, like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops, and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for RHIZOL from ProGrow Bio.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Multiple stakeholder farms can complicate any risk strategy planning. Purdue University ag economist Jim Minter.
There's no single right answer, but the key here is to get these issues on the table and discuss them, which a lot of times in our experience, farms don't have these discussions.
Minter says the topic is timely.
Do we have sufficient equity and liquidity to handle adversity in a cyclical downturn? And that's a good point to talk about in 2024 because we're in the early stages of a cyclical downturn.
Mintert's colleague, Michael Langemeyer, notes there can be generational obstacles.
A lot of times the younger generation are fairly risk neutral. They want to grow. And so they're willing to take on debt, whereas the older generation, they've just got done paying off some loans, perhaps for some land, and they're a little bit more leery about taking on debt. You've got to come to an agreement.
Langemeyer says these discussions need to be based on an up-to-date balance sheet at a minimum.
I encourage people to go one step further and really start thinking about developing financial statements. A lot of farms have a balance sheet and a cash flow, but do not necessarily have an income statement. And of course, my favorite statement, the sources and uses of funds statement.
More tomorrow. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
This Farm News and Market Update on WRCO is sponsored in part by Harchi Lumber, serving you with all of your building and remodeling needs, from windows and doors to steel siding and roofing designs and more. All from Harchi Lumber, Highway 33 between Reedsburg and Laval.
I'm Kara Hart with Ag News on Brownfield. Bred to defy expectations, Pioneer brand Z-Series soybeans have the whole industry feeling their impact. Learn more at pioneer.com/new era. The Wisconsin State Fair began this morning, and Brownfield's Larry Lee is there.
Sherry Black is CEO of State Fair Park. She tells Brownfield the show ring is busy and there are plenty of animal exhibits, even though the state requires additional precautions before showing lactating dairy dairy cows.
We have a lot of activity, obviously, in the barns. Our numbers are looking great. Very excited about our entries. We are full, so I'm very pleased with that.
The Wisconsin State Fair is 173 years old, and Black says
the cream puff is celebrating 100 years this year. The cream puff began in 1924 as a way to promote the dairy industry.
Black says the fair also worked with vendors to offer several $11 meal deals to help families save money. From the Wisconsin State Fair, I'm Larry Lee, Brownfield Ag News.
Thanks, Larry. The chief economist at the National Grain and Feed Association says rail service capacity issues in Mexico are starting to affect U.S. ag trade. Max Fisher tells Brownfield,
there is a lot of trade going on between Mexico and the U.S., and it is just inundating the railroad down there in Mexico to where they just don't have enough capacity all the time for all the demand. We just need them to essentially add capacity to their system to handle what's being demanded from them.
In a letter to federal officials sent this week, NGFA and several other ag associations say the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement has been successful at increasing demand for U.S. ag products. Fisher says the U.S. is also relying on Mexico to take more grain exports because China has been buying new crop grains slower than ever before.
With a large crop coming on, we need to be exporting as much grain as we can to help support these farm gate prices.
Fisher says it's unclear all that's required to improve rail capacity in Mexico, but there's likely no silver bullet solution, and it will take time to resolve. USDA is reporting the sale of more than 130,000 tons of U.S. soybeans to China for delivery in the next marketing year. China's largely relied on Brazil for its soybean needs in recent months, but U.S. soybeans for fall and winter delivery have become more competitive after a drop in price. USDA's issued more than $2 billion in financial assistance to farmers, ranchers, and forest landowners who experienced discrimination in the agency's farm lending programs. In a call with reporters this week, Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack said the payments were allocated through the Inflation Reduction Act.
The eligibility requirement was based on discrimination.
He says the funds aren't necessarily compensation for losses, but an acknowledgement from the department. He says payments were distributed to 43,000 applicants in all 50 states. I'm Kara Hart for Brownfield.
The Wisconsin Soybean Association is excited to announce the 2024 Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest, highlighting the innovative production practices of Wisconsin soybean growers. The Yield Contest celebrates soybean growers across the state and their dedication to improving their operations. Two winners will be selected from four geographical divisions with additional awards available. Entry forms must be postmarked by August 31st, 2024. So don't wait. And remember, if you don't enter, you can't win. For more information, visit wisoybean.org.
Walsh's Ace Hardware now is a full-service small engine shop. That's right. Now you can get all your small engines serviced at Walsh's Ace in Richland Center. Chainsaws, snowblowers, trimmers, garden tillers, lawnmowers, and tractors all serviced with two full-time technicians to give you prompt professional service. Walsh's also has new lawn and garden equipment along with snowblowers for sale. Pickup and delivery service available too. Call today to get your equipment tuned up at Walsh's Ace in Richland Center.
Direct cash cattle trade is underway and cash hogs are sharply lower at midday. Hello, I'm Megan Grabner with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. Direct cash cattle trade activity remains relatively quiet. A handful of deals have been reported in Kansas at $188. That's $2 below the previous week's business. Bids in other parts of cattle country have been elusive. Asking prices are around $190 to $192 live in the south, but still haven't been established in the north. Significant trade volumes likely going to hold out until late in the day today or into tomorrow. Box beef is lower at midday on light demand for solid offerings. Choice down $1.34 at $313.43. Select was $1.12 lower at $299.04. At the Phillip Livestock Auction in South Dakota earlier this week, there were no market comparisons available, but demand was very good. There were several long strains and many load lots and packages of feeder steers, feeder heifers, and tested open heifers that were met with a very strong, very active market. Medium and large one feeder steers, 867 to 886 pounds, brought 261 to 263.50. Feeder steers, 907 to 933 pounds, brought 247.50 to 257.75. Medium and large one feeder heifer, 751 to 796 pounds, brought 255 to $256. And feeder heifers, 804 to 835 pounds, brought 253 to $256. Cash hogs were sharply lower at midday with very light negotiated purchases. It's been a pretty strong week of business, so the pullback in the cash hog market isn't a big surprise. Processors could have needed numbers in hand and won't get aggressive in their procurement efforts to finish out the week's business. The export sales report from this morning was relatively strong, with sales up on the week but down compared to the four-week average. U.S. pork remains in high demand on the global market. That's helping provide some price support. The industry continues to monitor the availability of market-ready hogs and hog weights. Barrows and gilts at the National Daily Direct were down 344 with a weighted average of 82.34. The Eastern Corn Belt is 542 lower with a weighted average of 80.35. Prices at the Iowa, Minnesota, and the Western Corn Belt were not reported due to confidentiality. Butcher hog prices at the Midwest cash markets are steady at $55. And pork values were higher at midday, up 216 at 107.04. Ribs and loins were sharply higher. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
When challenging conditions arise, we don't back down. We up our game. Outpacing the competition with innovations fueled by Bayer's R&D, keeping you equipped with an expanded portfolio, elite genetics, and additional local test plots. Channel leads the field so you can rise above. See how you can save at channel.com/finance24. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
Fuller's Milkers Center, LLC, is a full-line Geo-Westphalia Surge dealer offering 24-hour dairy service on your milking and refrigeration equipment. Fuller's of Lancaster and Richland Center offers dairy milking equipment, milk cooling equipment, dairy supplies, parlor design, consultation and installation, professional dairy service and maintenance, and so much more. Customer service and support to their customers is their number one priority. Learn more about Fuller's Milkers Center. Call 608-549-6490.
Soybeans and cattle are lower. Corn and hogs are mixed. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. For decades, Stein has represented simply the best in corn genetics, offering more than 50 lines of the highest performing corn featuring a broad range of traits. Stein has yield. Soybeans are down modestly. Severe storms and stressful temperatures have likely had some impact on the crop, but development conditions have been better in some areas. USDA's next production update's out August 12th. September beans are down a half at 10.14. November's two lower at 10.20 and a half. September bean meal's up 210 at 329.40. September bean oil's down 79 at 42.47. Corn has turned mixed. There is likely some storm and heat stress damage, but the full extent won't be known for a while. Crop conditions in most of the eastern corn belt remain mostly favorable. September corn's down a half at 382 and a half, and December's a half lower at 399 and a quarter. And wheat is higher. More heat and dry weather stress is likely in many spring wheat growing areas of the United States and Canada. Export sales are down in the week, but soft red winter continues to look a little bit more competitive. September Chicago's up 6¾ at 534. September Kansas City's 7¾ higher at 556¾. September Minneapolis wheat's up 6¼ at 587¾. Live and feeder cattle are down sharply, with box beef lower at midday, watching the direct markets. Just some very light trade so far at 188 live in Kansas. October live's down 262 at 184.05. December's 287 lower at 185. September feeders are down 515 at 251.95. October feeders are 520 lower at 250.95. And hogs are mixed on spread trade, the higher midday move in pork, and the steady to sharply lower cash. October's up $1.20 at $77.12. December leans 55 higher at $69.27. Crude oil's lower. We're online at brownfieldagnews.com. John Perkins, Brownfield.
The Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative is your local feed mill that's ready to mix your next batch of feed. Any size, from 100 pounds to 6 tons. Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative can take care of your chicken, cows, and horse nutritional needs, plus all other animals in between. What you feed and how you feed greatly impacts your feed efficiency and profitability. If you're looking for ways to improve your animal's feed efficiency, contact Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, 300 South Walnut in Reedsburg, 524-3815. That's 608-524-3815.
following the potato from the farm to the grocery store. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield. Potatoes are grown on more than 1 million acres of ground across the United States. 41.3 billion pounds of potatoes are harvested each year. Alsum Farms, based in Wisconsin, grows multiple different varieties of potatoes. Russets, reds, whites, fingerlings, creamer potatoes, organic potatoes, and goldens. Jeff Huber says that's what they were harvesting this week.
These will be in a bag by tomorrow morning. We started digging yesterday. They're probably heading out for the stores today.
While those potatoes might be headed to the store quickly, most of the potato Huber harvests won't. He explains a little bit about the process.
When we get into our main swing of harvesting, we'll store them in bins. Our bins will hold anywhere from 40 to 60,000 bags in our bins here, mainly bulk storage. We do some box storages also on our south farm and just on our creamers or our specialty potatoes.
And he tells Brownfield there's a sorting process that happens as well.
Back at the shed, we've got the crew set up with a conveyor system that we're, you know, there's a little bit of gravel out in the field here. So we're harvesting the potatoes, got to sort out the gravel.
Wisconsin actually ranks third in national potato production. I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield.
This is Phil Nee from WRCO, reminding you Wisconsin's fall primary is August 13th, right around the corner. Make a plan to be a voter in every election. Your vote matters. To learn more about who and what is on your ballot this August, where your polling place is, and how you can request an absentee ballot, head to myvotewi.gov.